כהן או קידוש?
קידוש של ימי פרח חם, פורים ולמי כבודות על האוזן.
לא, אבל נעשה דעת. אז הוא דיבר את ברכה, את הקידוש, ואת ברכה, אני עד לסל פורים מן המזונות.
מה זה קידוש?
מה?
מה זה נקרא קידוש?
ברוך אתה השם, אשר קדשם סתר, וצבנו. מה? אין לי גבע שיחה על הדף כיפור, ברוך אתה השם קדש ישראל ביום הכיפורים. וכבו יאו לדף, what do you say? מקדש ישראל ביום הזיכרון, אומר השנה. הול הדף מקדש ישראל בזמנים. כיפורים מקדש ישראל ביום הכיפורים. רק אין דה שור, אין דה פרייה. זה מקדש ישראל ביום הכיפורים. Thank God that you will not need that because you will be healthy all your life. You're going to live till 120 in good health. Be'ezrat Hashem. This is the first 3 days. After 3 days of the woman that gave birth, we wait from 3 till 7. If she said, oh, I can't, I have to eat, totally. We don't restrict her. But she said, no, I don't want. If doctor said yes, we told her, eat. If not, she said, I don't need it. Doctor said, maybe, let her try. We will let her try to fast, if it is after.
She had up until 1 week after Kippur. She had up until 1 week after Kippur to fast. I didn't understand that.
In other words,
if she is, since the time she gave birth, that she's within 3 days since she gave birth, came Kippur, she must eat.
And after?
But if it is already, she gave birth on the 6th of the month. Kippur is 4 days later. If she said, I have to eat, we let her eat. But if she doesn't say, I have to eat, well, I'll try to fast. We let her. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Always we follow the one that said she has to eat. Even if a goy, the doctor is a goy, we do let her eat. There are many, many, many laws about it, how much you let him eat, and when do you let a man eat? Sometimes you see a person all of a sudden fainting. Somebody, oh, you see, you can't see. All of a sudden he fasted, comes at 4 o'clock afternoon, he's dizzy. Such a case also is called Misha Ahazo Bolmos Mishnah. If a person came all of a sudden, he came dizzy, he's going to lose control. And they permit him. There's certain sicknesses that could be dangerous for a man if he is fasting.
What about headache?
A headache? You know, I'll tell you a story about it. A man came to a rabbi, the chilat. Tell me what to do. That I won't let the Yetzirah run after me. Give me something beneficial. That I do, that the Yetzirah should not come and run after me, chasing me all the time. The rabbi said, looked at him, said, I don't think I have to pray that Yetzirah should not bother you, should not come to run after you. I think I should pray that you should not run after Yetzirah. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You have a headache, you bring the headache to yourself, huh?
I don't hear him. I don't
understand. The story, Mishnah said, Kola rodef ahara kavod. A kavod boreach memenu. The one who runs after kavod, glory, he wants to have respect. The kavod runs away from him. And a boreach min kavod, a kavod rodef ahara. The one who runs away from the kavod, the kavod runs after him. And they say, one came here to a rabbi, and said, rabbi, I run so much away from the kavod, and I don't see the kavod running after me. The rabbi told him, listen, the trouble with you, you're running away from the Kabbalah, but when you're running, you're looking back all the time to see if he's coming after you or not. He's not really running away if he thinks why the Kabbalah doesn't come after him. This is exactly. Okay. Sometimes even in, they feed him even something that's not a lot to eat, just to revive him, a person will. Now, on the night of Kippur, we start the prayers with what? Be Shiva, Shel Ma'ala. Of course, we Sephardim, we start Lecha Eli Teshukati, sing it. But what they do, that is like Hatarat Nedarim, special Hatarat for all the people of the synagogue. And they start with the word Bishiva Shel Ma'ala. Anu Matirim Leitpalel Et Avaryanim. Because every day, if a person has a minyan, it's exact minyan, one is not kosher. Halil Shabbat, they don't like to join him for a minyan. They wait to have another one. But on Kippur, we don't check who is there. They start with a prayer, Bishiva Shel Ma'ala, Bishiva Shel Mata. Adat HaMakom Baruch Hu. Adat HaKal 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 HaKal. We are allowed to pray with people that join the Minyan even though they are not so good. Because why? Kippur is made for Teshuvah. Since they are coming to make Teshuvah, we are permitted to pray with them. That's why it becomes such an important thing. Before Karnadrei, they read it, all the people, the rabbi and the people, be Yeshiva, Shel Ma'ala, be Yeshiva, Shel Ma'ata, Adat HaMakom Baruch Hu, Adat HaKalok HaShazeh, Anachno Matirim Leitpalel, Et Avaryanim, we are permitting people to pray with those that they violate the law throughout the whole year. Because this is the day of Teshuvah. They do permit it. This is what we do, beginning of the prayer. Right away after that, Kal Nidre. What's Kal Nidre? What's the whole prayer of Kal Nidre? All the vows that we made throughout the year, all kind of promises, and everything, we annul them. Why? Because if a person has neder, he didn't fulfill it, it's a terrible crime. How could he expect that God would accept his prayer on Kippur? Therefore, they should do Hatarat Nedarim. In some communities, they tell you Hatarat Nedarim must be during the day, not during the night. Ashkenazim, all of them, they read the prayer Kal Nidre, Hatarat Nedarim, before sunset. They come early. They tell them, the prayers, Kal Nidre, 6:30. They all go 6:30 to shul already. Put the talit quite a while before sunset. In order to take the talit, say beracha on it. After sunset, you can say beracha. And then, they pray. With us, we warn the people. You come early. But when they come early, they start with Kal Nidre. We don't. Start Lecha Eli, it takes half an hour. They finish, then they serve the Aliyot. And all things, it takes too long. An hour, an hour and a half. They take their time, they know Kippur. Because there is argument if we can say Kal Nidre during the night or must be during the day. That's why Ashkenazim never would do it at night. But with us, they leave it for the night also. There are two opinions in the books that it's allowed to do it at night. Okay. Unfortunately, used to be a Hazan, very, very great Hazan in this country, United States. He passed away in the year of Tabriz Tzaddik Talib, 50 years ago. He was known a great Tzaddik, a short man. The voice that he had, the most powerful, the most pleasant voice, gorgeous. I heard him myself. Yosaleh Rosenblatt, his name was. Rabbi Yosef Levon Levant was a very great man. Tamid Hakam, and he had the voice. The old Goyim even came to him, listened to him. Yosef Levon Levant came to visit Israel, and he died in Israel, and Chief Rabbi Cook, spoke on him. That year, I remember I was a child, I went to listen. I saw Rabbi Cook standing and giving delivering the speech for Yosef Levon Levant. After he died, nobody is like him. One guy tried to emulate him with Pericomo. And they made before Kippur, always, every year. Before Kippur, they made the show on television. It is a synagogue. And Pericomo with the kippah. And singing Kornilei exactly like Yosef Levon Levant. He listened to him, knew, because he had pleasant voice, this Pericomo. Wasn't very loud like Yosef Levon Levant. But he copied him exactly. It's unbelievable, a goy, how he did it on television. And he would always sing Kornilei every year. I'm talking years back, maybe you were, before you were born.
I was a child.
Huh?
But I know who he is. I remember him as a child.
Oh, you remember him? Oh. Yosef Levon Levant.
No, I mean Perry Cuomo.
Perry Cuomo, he was.
I thought you heard him.
I heard Roman Block on tape.
Huh?
On tape.
On the tape? I thought you heard him directly.
I wasn't born.
You sure?
I'm not 15 years old.
So only 51. Okay. On the day of Kippur, there is certain prayer that we say very low voice. On Kippur, we say it out loud. Which one?
In Shema. Baruch Shem.
Always we say it low. But on Kippur, loud, Akshema Yisrael. Why? Why every day low comes Kippur loud?
Kippur, you're like angels. What is
the rest of the year, why don't we say it? We look in the Torah, Shema Yisrael, how it's written. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Had Ve'ahavta, there's no Baruch Shem over there. Why do we say Baruch Shem on Kippur instead of Amen? Because in Bet HaMikdash, they never said Amen on Berachot. Instead of Amen, they said some Beracha, like Baruch Shem Kibbon Mokhato, the Olam Bayi. And we consider them Kippur like angels. We don't say only Amen, we say Baruch Shem. Therefore comes Kippur, on the Berachot they say Baruch Shem. You hear it in Kippur, you see, Seder Avodah. The Hazan said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, when they say Hashem Echad, they say all the year, Baruch Shem, loud. Why? Since every year, every day, they don't say it, but they say it low. So to say it loud, it's wrong. It's not in the Torah. Not to say it, you're ignoring what gave us this custom, Yaakov Avinu. You know when was that? When Yaakov Avinu came to bless his children before his death, he told them to come to him. He wants to bless them. And they came. When he started blessing them, before he started blessing them, something happened to him. What? He was shaken. He wanted to tell them when is the end of days, when the Mashiach comes. It disappeared from him. He doesn't understand why. I just now knew it, and I called them to tell it to them. All of a sudden, it disappeared from him. He thought, because his children don't deserve to know about it. And he told them, my dear sons, maybe one of you did something wrong. Hashem doesn't want me to give it to you. They kind of said, and he told them, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He told them the pasuk. I said, Dad, Baruch Shem, Kavanot. They said right away, out loud, Baruch Shem. And because of Sutra Madrash, that they said Baruch Shem, done, the father suspected them, We say Baruch Shem, but we don't say it loud. Since it's not written in the Torah, to say it loud, it's not written in the Torah, we'll be upset. Not to say we are ignoring there our fathers that they did it, our forefathers. Therefore, they say it in a low voice. Comes Kippur, they all consider Malachim. Even Aaron is considered Malach. Therefore, we say it exactly the way we say when we say Amidah.
The children said Shema Yisrael?
Yeah. After Shema.
But who said Shema Yisrael? The children or Yaakov said it? Yaakov said Shema Yisrael and the children answered by Hashem?
No, really. They said Shema Yisrael according to Midrash. According to the Peshat, Yaakov was telling them. They say Baruch Shem, but the Gemara said the opposite. Gemara said, when he told them, my dear sons, maybe one of you something wrong, he thinks differently of me. Then they all turned right away, raised their voice loud, Shema Yisrael, they call on him, his name is Israel.
How do they call a father by his name?
Huh?
Is it respectful for a son to call a father by his name?
That's a good question. But because they wanted to tell him, we are on a high level now, don't worry. They wanted to satisfy him. So Hashem, he said Baruch Shem. Because Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem, we say it, but it's not to the Hamash, we say it low. But in Kippur, we all consider Malachim, we don't worry, the Malachim will be jealous of us. Eh? What do we use their sentence? Because who's using Baruch Shem? The Malachim always. And this is what we come and say. We are considered like Malachim on Kippur. Imagine, we do exactly like Malachim. They don't eat, we don't eat. They wear a garment white, or they are white even without a garment. And we take white garments. You were white on Kippur? What do you wear?
White yarmulke.
Huh?
White yarmulke.
Black yarmulke?
White yarmulke.
White yarmulke. Only the yarmulke is white.
And a white shirt.
White shirt.
And white socks.
White socks. White pants?
No.
No. White jacket?
No.
Then what do you tell me? Shirts, pants, and
Neshama.
Talk about others.
Underwear is white too.
I had permission.
Should be, it's still white. What? Because they listen to you. But you say always the white is superior than the black. And therefore you should have white garment. Now, when comes Kippur on Shabbat, comes Friday night, Birkat Ma'an Sheva. You know what Birkat Ma'an Sheva? After the Amidah, Seva Chulu, and there is a special Beracha that they say because since in the Amidah there is not the same Beracha changing. Why the Melech Mohel V'Soleach, I'm not different, Beracha there is. They repeat in a different short, very, very short sentences, all the idea of all the Berachot that there is in Kippur. The one of them is this, Melech Mohel V'Soleach, they don't say it. They come to say it, they want to say it, and Berkat Ma'an Sheva, they don't say it. They don't say it. And they say exactly like in the Amidah. And he said, Melech HaKadosh Shem Kamo, he comes there. But he does say the Beracha of Ma'an Sheva on Kippur. But he doesn't say only Mekadesh. When he, at the end of the Beracha, what does he say? Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. He doesn't say V'Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. Why? Since Ma'an Sheva, they don't say on Kippur. Why they don't say on Kippur? Because anyhow they don't eat. They don't say it. Therefore also, they don't say Birkat Kippur in Ma'an Sheva. The custom is always a Hazan that stands to pray on Kippur. He has one on his right side, one on his left side, to assist him with the prayer. They do it because of Kohen Gadol also. When he was serving Beit HaMikdash on Kippur, he prepared another one. In case he would become Tameh or something, here is the other one ready to go in. Therefore, they prepare people, assistant. There are some people that keep standing day and night on Kippur, the whole day, fasting, not eating, standing the whole night and the whole day. There are in Shaaret Zion, used to be a lady, always stood up, from evening till evening. She never sat down. Today she is a very old woman. She doesn't come to Shaaret Zion, she goes to the synagogue near her house. But today she's already 94, 95. She doesn't talk, she doesn't sit, she stands, the whole prayer. I don't know now that she doesn't come to the synagogue, but as long as she was able to come to the synagogue, she didn't say a word, she stayed there in the shul day and night. Even at night she didn't go home. Today is different. It's a custom that among many people that they stay up the whole night on Kippur in the shul. I saw this custom among our community members and Magen David when they were on 67th Street. They used to stand up, not talking at all, just reading Tehillim again and again. That's what they did. And sometimes they fall asleep while they are in the shul, but they warn them. Don't go sit near the echal and sleep next to the echal. You want to sleep, you can't sit in the back, not near the echal, and fall asleep. There's a special song that the Syrian people sing it on the night of Kippur, but the new generation doesn't know anything about it. And they sing it, the world speaking about life of a person from the time he is born and on. Then they talk about 13 years of age, then they talk about more, and begin with, but ahuvat, but ahuvat, but ahuvat, elekaba. And the whole song, they sing it in Magen David, they used to sing it in 67th Street. All the people, after Ali and Shabbat, after Abid, they stay in the shul, they don't go right away. And they sing this song all the time, Batahuvat. Something very important. We say the end of Batahuvat, we say it in Selichot every day. Em avonot tishmor li lemasa. This is part of that song. According to Maran, it's better not to last long with the prayer, to say all kind of poems, sing them. Ya Hashemcha, Romemcha, Ve'etzivkatcha, Lo Achasin. And then they sing. Instead of not to say Piyutim, better, and to pray Musaf before midday. If they will pray Musaf till 3 o'clock, and they want to sing, that's a different thing. But it's better to say the Musaf before the midday is over, not before the time of Minhayat. What do they do? What Torah they read on Kippur? They bring Sefer Torah. What they read on Kippur? Rosh Hashanah, there's Akedat Yitzchak. What do they do on Kippur?
Aharimot.
Harimot, very good. Very, very good. Harimot, because speaking about all the service of Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim on Shabbat in the Beit HaMikdash. That's why they read that parasha, Harimot. That's in the morning. What is it afternoon? In the Harimot itself, there's the last paragraph of the parasha, speaking about Arayot. וידבר השם אל משה, וידבר לכל עדיו בנסה ומתה להם קדושים תהיו. And then, כמעשה ארץ מצרים אשר יש לכם בה, לא תעשו. וכמעשה ארץ כנען אשר אני מביא אתכם שמה. What was מעשה ארץ מצרים? What was מעשה ארץ כנען? מעשה ארץ מצרים, man with man. Maaseh Eretz Canaan, women with women. This is what they're called today. All the plague that you know. And this is what they read, to show you how bad it is. The first reading after we almost Kippur is over, and we pray to God all day long, they told you read that. So God, this is a very bad thing, because people might be trapped by others. Therefore, they bring this, as you said, bring Sefer Torah, and they read Harimot. But they bring two Sefer Torah. What is the second? What is the second?
Yonah.
I don't hear.
Yonah.
No, that's Haftarah, that's Nevi'im. What's they read? What's the reading of the Torah? And Yonah, the story of Yonah, that's Nevi'im, Haftarah. They read. In the second one, they read from Pinchas. Every holiday, we read about the Korban of the day. And the same thing, there is a paragraph begins with Be'asor, Hodesh, Shavu'i Hazeh. The 10th of month of the Shri, what do you do? So they don't do any melacha. They tell you the dinim of the Korban that they offer on Kippur. Just like every holiday, that's Korban of that day. Same thing, and then there is two Sephirim, and two Kaddish, the first one and the second one. That's why they permit two brothers, or two, that's Kohenah, after Levi, usually Kohen always first, they permit the Maftir, because that's separate, and they say Kaddish, different Kaddish. This book is over, then they read another book, Sefer Sheni, and they say Kaddish again. If there is a milah on Kippur, when should they make the milah? The milah, according to Shulchan Aruch, they should be after they pray Shachrit, before Musaf. But today here would be a disturbance to the whole shul. They make the milah at home because they can't carry the baby. Milah at home, and when they make the milah at home, they do it right after Musaf, between Musaf and Mincha, in order not to disturb the people. The question is, when they make Milah on Kippur, they bring the cup of wine. They say Kiddush, Berakha, Berakha, Gefen, Asher Kadesh Adin Beten. Do they say? If they say, he has to drink. Who drinks from the wine? He's not allowed to drink. They give to the child to drink. They give to the baby to drink. It's okay. They say the Berakha for him. Do you understand? At that time, the baby is important. Without him, we can't say Beracha. This is a Shekadesh Adim Bepe. Okay, I think we'll stop here.
Thank you.
You pray Arvid? Okay.